Hello and welcome to Campus Connection with OSU President Burns Hargis. And President Hargis, let's begin with special recognition for a member of the Oklahoma Legislature.
Oh, yeah. We had a great reception last Friday for Oklahoma Representative Lee Denny over in beautiful Willard Hall, which is now the College of Education, but was the dorm that Lee Denny lived in when she was here at OSU. She graduated from here and then got her veterinary medicine degree and practices in Cushing. In addition to that, she is one of the most stalwart supporters of higher education in Oklahoma. She chairs the important committee that deals with higher education matters. She's just really been a terrific advocate for higher education, and we so appreciate what Lee has done for really the entire state of Oklahoma. She recognizes the importance of college graduates, so we wanted to say thank you, and so we hosted this reception. I think every dean was there, lots of department heads, lots of faculty, and lots of students to say thank you to Lee, and I'd like to repeat that again. Thank you, Lee.
And President Hargis, you held a webcast last week with students hosted by the Student Government Association. I'm telling you, this technology allows you to do just about anything.
Oh, we're really getting high tech around here, I'll tell you. But yes, the Student Government Association put this together, and we sat there and I was interviewed and tried to answer the questions. Couldn't always do it, but I did my best. And I think it's really a great way for students to get access to information by going to, shall I say, the horse's mouth. some might call me, well, never mind. it was a very exciting development in the path toward communication, and I look forward to further webcasts.
And some interesting questions came out of that. One from one of the students was, what do you look for forward to most as president?
Yes, and I told him it's commencement. It's watching our students graduate. I just think that is really why we're here. That's the whole purpose of this place. When people actually finish the race and receive their degree, it's certainly the high point of the year for me.
And another question from another student talking about asking you about OSU's history and what you thought they should know about.
Well, I told them that I think the main thing is that OSU is a land-grant university. That's where under President Abraham Lincoln in 1862, the act was passed. The Morrill Act, it was called, after a member of Congress from Vermont. To trade federal land in return for a state establishing a university which would serve that state, nation of the world, would focus in the areas of agriculture and mechanical or engineering, industrial activity, not to the exclusion of the cultural arts. That portfolio has broadened some as the years have gone on, but we still have that as a central core of our mission, and this happens to be the 150th year of the Land-Grant Act. And in my opinion, there's probably nothing that has changed America in a positive way more than the Land-Grant Act.
Burns Hargis is president of Oklahoma State University. I'm Kelly Burley, and this is KOSU.